This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, hour number two, as Barry leads off his Way Back Wednesday with an all-time great.
Maybe one of the best rap songs ever.
And a guy that's definitely not skinny.
No.
Or wasn't.
His name wasn't Skinny Smalls.
Nope, but extremely talented.
Yes. Had the weird eye, but that's okay.
Initials B-I-G, Nick. That means he's not small. Just for future reference, in case you need to put together a list at some point within 5 minutes.
I did that before already. I've pandered, as Barry Laminack has once said,
yeah,
using this very song.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what you do.
So what are you doing now? Pandering?
No. He's fat. That's the thing. That was the thing. Fat. He's fat.
That was part of what the whole rules and limitations were set. The guidelines set forth last night in terms of what this was going to be today.
Every one of my artists were fat. They were fat. I was going to play Twista, but that was 04. So I backed down.
So at least you did some homework on the guidelines that, again, would
make you a celebrity.
Twista.
I was going to play Twista. He couldn't name one Twista song.
Just
prior
that one
to
song, Celebrity Overnight. Yeah. Well, was he even was he even in existence prior to 2000?
Yeah, he was from Chicago. He had a big hit in the early 90s.
I do not know who.
In fact, Naughty by Nature dissed him in one of their songs back in the 90s. Yeah. Twista was big before he even got to H-Town and did that whole thing, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
No one knows that story, by the way.
Really?
I don't think so.
I did. How did I just tell you
Joel,
that?
Did you know that story?
Which story is that?
He used to be, instead of Twista, instead of Twista.
No, you told me this before. Like, his name wasn't just
Tongue Twista. Twista was his rap name. And then he dropped the tongue and just became Twista.
Okay.
This sounds like such an idiotic conversation.
Well, I stepped out of it and let you guys handle your business.
Oh my God, way to go! You should have put a stop to that, Joel. Sometimes you got to step in, Dad.
I try. I did mention the fact, though, and you guys are all chiming in on Twitter about all your different comments, which are mostly all valid too, in terms of the fact that the hammer needs to be dropped even harder on these kids from UCLA. Someone asked the question: do you think that Chan asked the question? If the ball name wasn't among the three kids, what are the likely odds all of them would have been released or suspended from UCLA?
Easily.
I think very, very high. The other two kids are supposedly very good players as well, but not nearly the name recognition as ball. But here's the other thing. The question that I would take from Chan's question and ask you guys is, if the ball name is not involved, are these kids doing hard time in China?
No, I don't think so.
Getting out of it simply because this was a goodwill trip to play a basketball game in their country and they don't want it to bring too much undue publicity?
I think it has everything to do with the fact that who he is, who his dad is, the whole publicity thing. And he should probably thank his dad for that, because if this is just three dudes from UCLA that not a lot of people outside of, you know, hardcore basketball fans have heard of or UCLA has heard of, I think it could have gotten ugly. And I think he owes a lot to the fact that one of them
this
is a
may
ball.
Be the one time that I can honestly him. Say yeah. He needs to thank his dad for being who he is.
That's what I was saying. It's the one good thing that's come out of all that for that whole family, I think. I mean, obviously they've got a lot of run and all that, but the fact that his dad is who he is and has said what he said and done what he's done helped. Otherwise, I don't think Trump is stepping in. I don't think any of that. I mean, maybe Trump steps in, but it's not as high profile.
So you guys don't give college basketball any credit?
Not as much.
Wow. I give it all to college basketball.
You mean because the game was there?
No, because the reason why they were getting out of it, I don't think it's the LeVar Ball brand that got him out of this situation.
Nick, know who the college basketball governing body is? It's the NCAA. Yeah. You know how twistedly jacked up that whole organization is.
Right, so the fact that they could potentially get hit in their pocket because LeVar Ball has kind of grown its brand, I think it's NCAA who stressed their power in getting them out. I don't think, oh, look, my name is LeVar Ball. I got a really good company.
Wait.
Let my son out of this situation.
How are they getting hit in the pocket? They don't care. NCAA is not making anything either way, and they're still going to have games in China.
I think when you have someone like LaVar Ball being as vocal as he is and his son being attached to it, they absolutely can benefit from monetary because there's more viewership, there's more advertising, there's more revenue streams because of someone like LaVar Ball. Even if he wasn't that good of a player, NCAA absolutely benefits for someone like that. Someone who's very vocal like that, absolutely.
I'm gonna agree to disagree.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this had way more to do with Ball than anything else. Now, if these are football players and it's Alabama, and maybe even three guys you never heard of, okay.
I feel like you guys are giving them way too much credit. I don't think LaVar Ball. What kind of strings does he have to pull in China?
It's not the strings. It's the fact that
it's the attention, the media.
Yeah, it's the fact that his son. Being his son and anything that any of those three sons do gets covered by the national media and made a story is involved in it. And if it's not the case, if the Balls are nobody's ever heard of the Balls, then this isn't that big of a deal to the average person and it doesn't get the national run that it got. Get a mention somewhere? Yeah, probably under the NCAA basketball tab on ESPN, but it's not making front page of every major sports outlet from Barstool to For the Win to CBS to all that.
Think about this. We've had Alabama guys get in trouble with the law, and it was just eh. But with him involved in it, and he tried to call his own press conference in his suite in the hotel in China and then canceled the whole thing, and it was because he said his lawyers didn't want him to speak, but you know, he didn't know how many media were actually going to show up, but his name involved in it. They got him every time he came in the lobby, every time he was going to get a ride. They wanted to know what the situation was. So he played a big part in this, but I think that because this is an international situation, it was even bigger because the ramifications are so much greater and more and different than it would be if it was just someone committing a crime in the lower 48.
Yeah, I'm with you.
No,
I'm with you. I don't know. It's all right, Nick.
We can agree to disagree.
That's fine. Do we have the Walton comments?
Yeah, you do. You want to hear it?
Yeah, Bill Walton was actually doing that game in which the three players were suspended while they were trying to figure all this stuff out. And he, as a UCLA alum, had some pretty strong comments headed those three individuals' way.
I am sad, disappointed, and embarrassed. This is a very big deal. The noble purpose here has been stained. Our host, Alibaba China, the people, they have been better than perfect in everything. They've done everything right to make this all work. Now, members of our family have displayed an appalling lack of honor, lack of respect, lack of decency by doing something in someone else's home that they would never do in their own. And I want to apologize right now on behalf of the human race for this travesty. As a game...
Bill. Apologizing for the entire human race as the official spokesperson.
Okay, Bill, let's reel it in a little bit. I mean, you're apologizing for the human race for this travesty. They didn't go over and commit mass genocide or anything. They stole a couple of handbags. I mean, sunglasses, whatever the hell it was. Let's reel it in a little bit. You can apologize for UCLA, but I don't need you apologizing for me on behalf of humanity. It ain't that big of a deal.
Can we all agree?
In the grand scheme of things. Hell, China commits more atrocious acts than these kids did.
Yeah, but can we all agree to his earlier statement or comment within the statement that he said they did something there they wouldn't do in their own home? Baloney. If they did it there, they're going to steal here too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that too. That's... If he's willing to steal, it was Louis Vuitton is what they stole,
yep,
right?
Yep.
That's why I said handbag, because I didn't know what the hell it was.
It exists here. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, it's another blown up situation. The Ball name on it makes it an even bigger story. I just wish there was some way to punish these kids so that they got the reality check that they need, that this could have been a whole hell of a lot worse. And this is something that they really need to think long and hard about what they did and never doing it again.
I mean, I think
you take all their eligibility away. Not that I mean, I know
that's what I'm saying. You kick them out, but I said kick them out of school.
I'm saying on every Division
One. If you want to ban them from NCAA basketball, I'm good with that too. You know what I mean? But are you going to do that when someone commits a crime here? Because boy, it's going to be slim pickings for all the major sports if you do that.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying you got to be consistent at least. I'm saying if a guy, let's bring it back to home, right? Let's just say that and I'll use the Aggies since I'm an Aggies fan. Let's say that Myles Garrett is playing for the Aggies, and they go to, I don't know, they go on a road trip to UCLA. We'll just use that. They're in town, and they go to a mall in Beverly Hills, and he steals some stuff. And he gets caught, and he goes to jail, but he gets a good lawyer, and he manages to get off. Should he be banned for life from football like we're suggesting that that Ball should?
Now,
was it LiAngelo Ball? Was that the D'Angelo? I don't know.
LiAngelo Ball.
I don't know what the hell their names are. I don't.
LaMelo, Lonzo, and LiAngelo.
Seriously, don't even care. I just, whatever. Ball one, ball two, left ball, right ball, whatever. Can we go? No. I
three ball.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So that's the question. Yeah.
For
the sake of fairness, is that being too extreme?
Telling me that they were exonerated. You don't have a court to decide that these guys were or were not guilty. So to your point, look, I believe in the court system and the fact that if you're found innocent, then you didn't.
Well, they weren't. They had to do time in the hotel. So they were technically. Either was it a plea? I don't know if it was a plea bargain
they
or
just found charges.
I'm okay. Saying just in the.
But so they negotiated basically. They said, "Look, if you'll do this, then we won't pursue this further."
Under the guidelines you were giving me, I would just say, "Look, if convicted of a crime,
yeah,
then I'm fine
for life.
With them doing. I don't know about banned for life.
Well, then you can't put that on him then. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to be fair at least.
Tell you what, for Division One,
if UCLA wanted to kick him out, but he was still eligible to go play for Sam Houston or whatever, that's one thing, right? So A&M, if Myles Garrett got busted in this scenario and A&M said, you're done, you're out of school, and then maybe the NCAA steps in and says you're suspended for 1 year, and then you could transfer, but you have to follow the transfer rules. Once you do that, that's 2 years. That I could get, but are you going to hold football players at the highest level to the same standard that you would be holding this basketball player if you said kick them out forever and no more, they can't be eligible to play ever again? That's all I'm saying. If we're going to do this, let's be fair at least. So maybe we dial it back a little bit, you and me, and say, okay, a year suspension or whatever, or kicked out of the school, but you can play elsewhere after you sit out another year.
Yeah,
or something.
So initially you'll be out 2 years
basically.
I don't want to say hard time. You're 2 years of real-time days and months.
Yeah.
And then you can play again. And the other thing I was going to say is if you want to show your love of the game, then you're done at Division One level. Go play Division One AA or go Division Two or Division Three and show me how much you really love the game. And if you think you still got a prospering professional career, then maybe after a couple years there, you're going to get the right looks and give it a shot. But at the same time, you're not going to get all the perks and all of the fun and games that goes with being a big-time Division One college athlete.
Yeah. Somebody said, I think because his last name is Ball, if they were able to get out of it, I feel if they were just some random Joes, they'd be in China prison doing hard time right now. I tend to agree.
Yeah, I agree too. All right, we're running a little late on a break, so we're going to get one in. Then we're going to come back with a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. We got more to get to. We still haven't broken down the Rockets for you, so we can do that. We've got news of Managers of the Year we're giving away last night. We're getting all that much closer to the MVP awards being given away on Thursday. Hopefully, Jose Altuve comes through on that. And if there's something on your mind, feel free to interject it into the show. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Usual Suspects back with more. ESPN 97.5. Hey, back on the Usual Suspects. Little Fats Domino never hurt anybody. Unless he's sat on you. See, Nick, Fats means he's not a skinny individual. It was a loving
it looks
way.
Like he's not alive anymore.
Yeah, it wasn't like...
He passed away
it
recently.
Wasn't pudgy Domino.
It was Fats Domino.
Or tiny Domino.
Yeah. So you're
although
out there
looking
getting
at
pudgy
the picture,
rappers. You're out there getting pudgy rappers.
Looking at the picture here on YouTube.
He's fat.
He looks a little chubby.
Nope, he's fat.
Looks chubby.
Okay.
He's a 38 at best.
Are you sure you didn't look up Chubby Checker, who, by the way, really wasn't all that chubby? Let's be real. Yeah.
Agreed. He was Barry Laminack chubby because he wasn't and you weren't.
Are you trying to take me, are you trying to get me in the bed?
No. Trying to get you off this diet plan.
Why?
Any grown man should be 165 pounds.
I said 170. I'll be good at 170. 5'10", 170 is a healthy weight, Joel.
Okay.
I still have a little bit of fat to pinch. Be good.
I am digging this song, though.
It's a good song. It's old school.
Nick, you're too young to have watched Happy Days, right?
Yeah. You've never seen Happy Days?
I mean, I might have.
God. God, I hate you.
Caught pieces of it. But no, I was never into Happy Days.
This was a staple of Happy Days.
I hate you.
Never was into it.
You're so
Bill
young.
Haley and the Comets, yeah. Rock Around the Clock,
yep.
Was another one.
Yep.
There was a lot of
young.
Good cuts in the
we
in
should
the
do
Happy
a, we should do a 50s like sock hop version of Way Back Wednesday.
And Nick just, would be out.
And just make everyone hate us.
Yeah,
just
then
me
I would
you,
really need your suggestions.
You and I would just have to take all 3 hours.
Be 24 yeah. songs of pure sock hop hatred.
Joel would have to take the first half of the show, and you would have to take
I feel like no one would listen at that point. I feel like everyone would be like, you know what? Screw these guys today. I can't deal with this.
Bump music. They can handle it.
Well, I don't know. People get upset about this stuff. This is serious business. I mean, at least it is for me.
Well, at least there's another set of Usual Suspects that could possibly
yeah,
entertain
out there in
them
a tent.
For the day.
I still haven't seen the
Somewhere
picture.
Somewhere in a tent. Yeah, where's the information we need?
Yeah, this
People
is,
are impersonating us.
By the way, I know we're probably moving on, but I'm with Nick. Ball is a mouthpiece. He has no juice. Only place I've heard this story is on this station. Social media is king, not newspaper pages, and I haven't seen it. Then you're obviously don't do anything but listen to this station. If you haven't heard this anywhere else, you don't
Wait,
look
haven't
at,
heard what?
Yeah, he said, I haven't heard this story anywhere else other than on this station.
What, Lonzo Ball?
The UCLA.
LaMelo.
LaMelo. Damn it.
It's not LiAngelo. It's LiAngelo.
LaMelo's the youngest one.
Whatever.
Yeah,
seriously.
Get your balls straight, people.
Get your balls in order.
Yeah.
So what is he saying in the text? That
he's just basically saying he hasn't heard it anywhere but here, and I don't know. Then you must not be on the internet.
National news. It's there every night. Trump, your president, is talking about
Bill
it.
Bill Walton talked about it during a game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's
right when they started. Like,
trust
tip off.
Trust
right?
me, it's everywhere, sir. It's not just on this station.
Yeah.
Now we appreciate that you listen with blinders on, and you can keep listening to this station. But at the same time, don't think that this isn't a topic nationally.
Yeah. Okay, Trevor G has a question for you guys, and I'm going to leave this to you, Joel. This is your expertise, and Nick, you might know a little bit about it, because since I'm not credentialed, I can't get into the place, so I have no idea. I have no clue. But, shots fired.
Yeah.
Guys, where can I purchase lower-level Rockets tickets for the low? Those seats are always empty. It's because they don't credential good
Wait,
media.
Nick, it was bad last night, wasn't it? I was watching it. It looked awful.
Yeah, the attendance was not that great. I mean, I don't know if you get excited for a team like Toronto.
You
I'm sorry.
If you know basketball,
if you
should.
Know exactly. But the casual, see, the Houstonians, yeah. I mean, I don't want to go
take,
off
see,
on
now
them.
Now you're going to take a shot at the 7-1-3.
Exactly. Exactly.
Do it.
The
Say
casual
it.
Fan doesn't care about Toronto. They just don't. That's a nice way of putting it. The
let's
casual
put,
fan
no,
does
let's
not
be
care
real.
About Toronto.
Nick, say it with your chest. The casual fan doesn't care about basketball right now. The casual fan won't care about basketball.
I think it's farther than that, Barry.
The casual fan won't care about basketball until the playoffs are approaching and these guys are top three. If this is a 7 seed, they're not going to care as much.
That's true.
I agree with that.
I can't disagree with you.
But I think that it's a – I dare use the term, but I think that you have a large amount of the population that are less than casual basketball fans anyway, and they have Jordans on when it comes time to jump on that bandwagon when they're hot. But if they're not, and look, it's just not like other cities. I mean, I lived in several cities where whether you were the only game in town or they were just very, very big-time basketball fans. We know they're not – Charlie Pillow talks about it all the time. Houston's not a college basketball town either. But they're just not a basketball town, because if you're just a casual basketball fan and you know that a team that is as good as the Raptors have been over the last couple of years is coming to town, you know it's going to be a good game. You know it should be a good game. You know it's going to be entertaining, should be some good talent, should be a good game to watch. It's weird here, but I've never seen it to where they get excited unless it's the Cavs, the Warriors.
This town is a fair weather fan town from the standpoint. They'll always be Rockets fans, but they won't be get off work, go home, change clothes, find a babysitter, dye it in the wool,
they're not looking
die hard
forward to it as much.
They'll go home and watch it on AT&T Network. Absolutely. I bet you if you look, ratings for Rockets games are just as good or if not better than they've always been. But they're not going to make the effort to fight the traffic. That has something to do with it. Let's be real. I know for me, and I'm joking about the credential thing, because let's be honest.
You're not.
After doing this show, I'm not going to every single Rockets home game. I want to go home. I don't want to have to wait, and I'm tired. I mean, it's exhausting getting up at 11 o'clock.
But when you're excited When you're excited about something,
yes, it's different.
It doesn't matter how tired you are.
Yeah.
It really doesn't.
And you know? Let's also be real, it's pretty damn expensive to go to a Rocket game.
Is it?
It can be.
Well, in terms of the well, Joel,
I mean, the nosebleeds, but who wants to watch a basketball game from that high?
I'm with you on
I'd
that.
Rather watch it on TV. Now, if the only ticket I can afford is at the very top of the Toyota Center, I'd rather just watch it at home and you know.
Why? They got the world's largest scoreboard.
I don't have to fight traffic. I don't have to pay for parking. I don't have to pay exorbitant beer prices. I can just stay at home, watch the game, and still see it and enjoy it.
See, for me,
what's my motivation?
First of all, there's something to be said about being there, especially if you're a basketball fan and it's a big game. But again, I
don't
think
that
this
is a big game.
We've gone over this time and time again, and it's just never going to happen in this town because I know from the inside looking out, too, they've tried everything to try and entice people to get there early, stay late, cheer loud, be that kind of fan base. And it's just not going to be until you get to the playoffs. Then it may change.
Everybody wants in. And then that's when everybody, oh, I've loved this team. I've been a lifelong Rocket fan. Really? Name five this year. It's just the same thing I was bitching about with the Astros and the bandwagon fans. And then, you know, of course I catch you. Well, let them be bandwagon fans. Okay, but then stop bitching that nobody's showing up because that's what's happening. You know what I mean? You can look at attendance for an Astros game. All these people that came out of the woodworks for the playoffs and the World Series and staying in the line of the Academy, if all those people were going to games, they would have sold out every time. This is a fair weather bandwagon city. It is what it is.
It hurts to say that. You know, it hurts
because if you want to give them any defense, though, like, there's not really any stars on the Raptors squad. But even when stars come into town, we just saw LeBron. I mean, DeMar DeRozan.
Kyle Lowry's Team US. By the way,
Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan are not, to me, are not.
They're both Team USA gold medal winners.
I don't think people remember them, though.
They're both all-stars, multiple-time all-stars.
100%. I just don't think people remember him. I don't think people care about Carl Lowry that much. I just
Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry.
Carl Lowry.
How much you care about
him. Kyle Landry was a good power forward.
That's what Barry Warner said. He said Kyle Irving in it. But anyway, dude, I don't think people even remember those names. They don't. They don't remember DeMar DeRozan. They don't remember Lowry. They just
the casual
don't.
Fan doesn't.
Houston fans might remember Lowry, but outside of that, no.
Well, some of them will. I bet you let this get down to the final 2 weeks of the season.
It'll change.
The Rockets are in number two in playoff contention in the West. Go out and interview a casual fan and ask them who's Kyle Lowry. They won't remember him as a Rocket because they're a bandwagon casual fan. Now, the hardcore fans, yeah. But usually the hardcore fans are the ones that want to sit lower bowl, but it's too damn expensive. And they would go to watch the Sacramento Kings because they would go to watch the
but
Pelicans because of the brow.
The hardcore fans will gladly sit anywhere just to say that they were in the building because it means more to them. And that's why when we go back to the discussion about football is king in Texas, I really believe for the most part, although, you know, I tend to see what you're saying more and more every day in terms of a fair weather city from a fan base perspective, because they're starting to bail on the Texans too. Whereas that used to be, from a football perspective, that was sold out no matter what.
This town only supports their team when it's winning. Now, let me preface that by or explain it. This town will only take the time and effort to go to a game when the team is winning and it gets close to mattering, i.e. playoffs. In the middle of the season, for the most part, we don't show up. Football is different.
That's sad,
football
That's
football
sad.
Is different, but look what happens. You lost all these players. They're not a good team. This town's not going to go and just blindly support this football team. Do they pay for the tickets? Is there a waiting list? Yes. But you tell me. I mean, how full was the Texans game the last time you went?
I've said multiple times that was probably the quietest I've ever seen it. And look, I think the Texans have taken a dip. Perhaps if they do somehow make it to the playoffs, perhaps you'll
see
a little bit of
attendance. They'll be back.
Attendance, yeah. But other than that, I don't see.
But honestly, and I'm saying all this, and I'm not saying it to be with any vitriol. I'm saying, can you blame them? Who wants to go?
Unfortunately, we're going to get it.
Who wants to go sit in traffic to watch this Texans team? Who wants to pay $20 a park, $9 for a beer, sitting crowded next
and
to some fat dude that's drunk and a screaming ass kid and all this other stuff when I could just sit at home make some burgers on the grill, get done, go mow the yard, do whatever. I don't want to go through that headache. It's not worth it.
But and to be honest, when you compare it to other basketball stadiums, when they have games, is the traffic really all that bad?
Yes.
I was going to say traffic yes. and parking, though. United Getting there. Center. What United you guys, Center is
way
worse,
right? Chicago,
and they sell it out every night, well, whether see? They suck or not.
Well, hold on, because I said that, but the problem is you got to take into account people live in downtown. They probably have to drive to the suburbs and then drive back and then drive home again after the game.
I'm that guy.
I don't want to do that.
I'm that guy that it will literally, after you leave, if it's a relatively good team, it'll probably take you 30, 45 minutes at the most to get out.
To get out?
20, 30 minutes.
Hell
that's,
no.
That's great compared to other stadiums.
I don't want to sit through that. And then another 30-minute drive to the suburbs? That's an hour and a half. Not counting the game, not counting getting there, not counting getting off work and driving home and back again. Hell no.
All right, we can continue this on the other side of the break. But, I mean, it's one that we've talked about ad nauseum in the past, and it's just, it's not going to change. It's just, it is what it is. And it's a shame because it's a bad look for the city. But, hey, everybody can say that they have this or that reason why. It's just, it's tough to watch. Right now, I want to tell you about the Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for months. It's a great program because it's Houstonians giving back to kids in Houston looking for a second chance to get an education. And a lot of times these kids are distracted by things they don't have that are resources that they need when trying to complete their degree. And they can get them thanks to donations by you. What I mean by that is if you've got a vehicle laying around, it might not even be working anymore. And with all the devastation of Hurricane Harvey, and maybe just taking up space, and you don't want to pay even more money to have it towed away. Now there's something you can do, and it can actually help these kids in the process. You call 713-225-4226, or you log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. That's HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They come to you. They tow it away. No charge to you at all. They do the paperwork. You get a tax deduction. You mention ESPN 97.5. You get a $50 gift card. And that's where the process really begins, because your donation becomes those resources to provide the kids with exactly what they need, whether it's a warm meal, bus passes, eyeglasses, anything that they book money, anything that they need that's a distraction if they don't have it, but is just a huge, huge advantage to them if they do, is provided thanks to this great and wonderful program. Texas Can Academies. Check them out or call 713-225-4226. Log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid. Hey, we're back as we continue to roll on, coming out of the halftime break of The Usual Suspects, halfway through the three-hour extravaganza. 90 in the rearview mirror, 90 in the windshield as we continue to move on.
I'm going to get us back on track.
Yeah.
But somebody we were talking about, our theme for Way Back Wednesday is fat musicians.
Yep.
Because we're going to have the weight loss challenge coming up in January once we figure it all out. No, I'm not. But somebody had asked us, I don't know if this was text or Twitter or where it was, but somebody was asking, have y'all seen Fat Johnny Manziel?
No.
No
He's
way.
Big now?
So I Googled Fat Johnny Manziel, and it's a picture of him in Hawaii with his fiance. And I don't even know why you would be looking at Johnny Manziel from this picture. Boy, oh boy. She is talented.
Oh yeah.
She no, is. Yeah, did you see which one I'm talking about on TMZ?
Yeah.
Go to TMZ Sports or just Google.
He looks like a 40-something-year-old dad of three.
Hey, that's exactly what I look like with my shirt off. And you wonder why I want to lose weight. Now, see, I call myself fat, and you guys say I'm not. But if I look like that with my shirt off, are we judging Johnny Manziel? I'm not. That's me. Like, that's Johnny Manziel.
That's supposed to be an NFL quarterback just waiting for
no,
a call.
Johnny Manziel is every dude.
God, he looks bad.
He is every dude. Like, that's what I look like with my shirt off. And you guys wonder why I'm obsessing over losing weight. Because that's why. I mean, to me, that's not fat. Like, fat, like, you
no.
know. But still, he could stand to lose a few. But I'm not going to judge the dude because that's what I look like. So, whatever.
He's a lot younger than you are.
You know what that tells me? I could play football. That's what that tells me.
That told me right from the get-go the exact same thing.
But, man, old girl's got a...
Oh, her ass is amazing.
Boy, I was going to say pooper, but all right. No.
All right. Joe, you want to get in here and talk about Rockets. What's up, Joe?
Hey, man, well, two things real quick. What I was going to say is, you know, Barry was right. Last night, I was looking at, I saw the special for the Tuber Tuesdays, and they advertised as low as $50. So I go online and look to buy tickets because I've never been to a Rockets game in Houston. And the cheapest tickets were $81 a piece. And they were by upper level.
So 81 a piece plus the fee, plus parking, plus food, plus traffic.
Right. Yeah.
Well, there's something included with the food, right? With that price, right?
I really wanted to go. I really wanted to go and try it out because I've never been, but I couldn't afford that. The other thing is, Barry, yesterday I sent a text message with my name and phone number and email. I'm 6 foot, 365. Brother, can I get in?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I've got all the information. If anybody out there texted the show yesterday to get in on this, I have your info. None of them got deleted. None of them got lost. I've saved it all. We're going to get our interns to kind of get it all together. We're going to meet with our sales team and come up with a way to try to get this sponsored and all that. But we're going to figure it out, even if it's just us doing it to motivate you guys and to motivate ourselves. We're all going to do it. So you're in for sure, Joe.
All right. That's great, man, because I'm a truck driver. And a few years ago, I was diagnosed with diabetes, and I was at my worst at 409. And I had got down to 291.
Dude, that's kick ass.
Yeah, but then life happened. My mom died, and whiskey was involved, and so now I'm back up. And this looks like it would be something that would be really motivational to help put a fire in my ass.
We're gonna do it, so, man.
We're gonna do what we can, Joe. We love to hear that kind of stuff because we want to help. We want to make a difference. We appreciate y'all, and we want to give back. So that's awesome. That's good stuff.
Hang tight for January. That's when we're gonna do it, man. So keep listening, and we've got all your contact info. We'll reach out. Appreciate the call, Joe.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I looked up Johnny's fiance.
Yeah.
She's strong.
You're a fan.
Bree Tiesa, T-I-E-S-I. She has an Instagram.
Wasn't she in Vegas or he met her in Vegas?
I highly recommend giving the old Instagrams a glance.
I thought she was working in some capacity in Vegas.
Who cares?
Like
what?
I don't know.
Like a go-go girl?
Some capacity.
I don't know. That was just what I thought I read.
I will say that her Instagrams is worth a glance. I will say that for sure. All right, back to the Rockets. Because a lot of people are weighing in on the text lines. I agree, Barry. If I don't have great seats, I'm not going. It's worse for football. I hate going to a Texans game where I have poor seats. Because that's part of it. You want to go. You want to be there. But I don't want to just be in the building. And I think a lot of people are like that. I don't think you were saying how people, I just want to be there for. I don't think people care that much. I want good seats to see a game, but I don't want to have to pay through my face for them.
Well, people want to be in the building if the atmosphere is rocking.
In a playoff
exactly
game, yes.
Right. Or if it's LeBron.
No one cares
or
in a playoff game.
If it's the Warriors.
Game.
But again, you even said, and you pointed out to us in the past, the Warriors games aren't a big deal either.
No. We were there last year.
No.
And it took till third quarter to fill up. In a playoff game.
I worked there for as long as you guys know I worked there. And I'm telling you, it's never changed.
And even at Compaq Center, I imagine.
Compaq Center was easier because it was a smaller capacity, but still, it was still the same stuff.
Let me get through some of these texts. Somebody said, because these are all really good points, and I think you'll see a common theme on these two. Somebody said, Rockets don't have a good game day experience. Doors open late and don't have much time to get through security and get concessions. Plus, lower bowl seats are expensive and upper bowl sucks. If the Rockets really want a bunch of people to show up, they need to lower their prices. I just spent almost $300 to watch the Lakers on New Year's Eve from the nosebleeds. If it wasn't a gift from my wife, I'd be watching at home. You got to get me on this conversation. Fair weather, nothing. I don't like baseball. I went to every playoff game, set through 30 games. It's just that football is one day a week. Next one. Football is one game a week. That's easy to do. So there's two themes going here. One is there's just too many games to go to. And the other one is, it's too expensive to do that.
Well, I think those two kind of go hand in hand.
Well,
that's what
list.
I'm saying.
And we've covered this in the past.
You can fade $300 for a football game twice a year, but you can't fade $300 to go to 10 basketball games. It's a big difference.
Well, the other thing, too, and there's a lot of things, because the list could be the parking, the ingress and digress from both the parking garage and the main arteries of highway traffic is awful. The prices, everything that you've said. I mean, we've heard all of these different things in the past as some of the reasons why, right? And the other thing is, it's borderline bait and switch marketing. If you see two beers or sodas, two koozies, two tickets, and all the things that you're supposed to get for $49, and then you go to find the $49 and you find out it's doubled, that's bait and switch. I mean, you can't do it if you only have like four pairs of tickets. And the other thing is, and I grew up doing this because we didn't have any money growing up. But if we got to a baseball game, we bought a general admission ticket for the cheapest ticket in the house. And if there weren't people sitting in the lower level, you could go down and sit in those seats. But they don't like that either.
You can't get away with that at Toyota Center. You could do that at Minute Maid Park when they were not playing well.
The ushers will not allow that to happen. And I think that's a problem because if the people are there and willing to pay at all and they're in the building, it's a better look for everybody involved. It's just that they don't want to offend the white-collar people that have those tickets. When they show up, if someone's sitting in their seats, they get offended. Then they cause a stink, and then the organization feels like they're embarrassed. I think it's more embarrassing when I turn on the TV last night and we're knee-deep in the middle of the game or even at the start of the game, and three-quarters of the lower bowl is butt-naked empty.
Pretty bad.
It's a bad look.
Yeah. Barry, it's true. Look at the Dynamo. They're winning and now selling out. Yep. That's what this town is. That is exactly what this town is. I mean, there's no doubt about it. All right, guys. We all know that Harvey came through. The devastating effects from the storm are still evident. I mean, some of you guys still haven't got your FEMA checks. You're still filling out paperwork. You still aren't back in your houses. I have a friend of mine that just yesterday moved back into their house since the storm hit, and they still have work to do. It's just now livable. And I want you to know something. The folks at Gulf State Homebuyers want you to know that they're there for you, and they're here for the community as well. And this is what they're going to do for you. First of all, when you're dealing with Gulf State Homebuyers, you're dealing with a company that has won the Distinction Award from the Better Business Bureau the last 2 years, 2016 and 2017. So you know you're dealing with a great company that you can trust, that's going to work with you no matter what your situation is. But they're reaching out to the community because they have something for you. They're going to give you a free no-offer cash evaluation on your home. And what that means is you've got to fix your house up. You know you do. You know what it's going to cost you. But what you don't know is, what if you could sell it? What if you could sell it and maybe move to an area that doesn't flood? Well, now you'll know what you can get for it if you give Gulf State Homebuyers a call. 281-717-6100. Give them a call. They're going to give you a free, no-obligation cash offer evaluation on your home. You take that. You look at how much it's going to cost to fix the house up. Then you have all the information you need to decide, do you want to fix it up or do you want to sell it and maybe move to an area that you don't have to go through this again. 281-717-6100 is how you get in touch with Gulf State Homebuyers. They've got an entire team of professionals, title companies, attorneys, all ready to help you. And once you get into that process, they take care of everything. So once you're in, all you do is sit back, relax. They're going to handle all the paperwork and everything you need done for you. 281-717-6100 or visit them on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com. The folks at Gulf State, they're there for you. And together, we will keep Houston strong.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, almost done with hour number two. It's Way Back Wednesday. It's Barry's hour. He's actually brought this thing back to respectability.
You know who this is?
As we continue to roll on. I can't hear it.
Turn it up. Huh?
I do. Nick,
go ahead. Nick, you've never heard of
it.
You've
never heard known, of it. Yeah.
Huh. I probably
act like I knew.
I'll be honest, I probably wouldn't have. It would have taken me some time to recognize it. It's Booyah Tribe. You remember the Booyah Tribe?
Stuart Scott.
No.
Booyah? Oh, it's a different
no.
one.
No. L.A.-based Samoan rap group.
I was going to say.
Booyah
from the
Tribe.
Because I'm looking at the video
they
right now.
They are Samoan. Yeah.
They look Samoan.
They got involved with the Crips, and then they lost a brother. And so they moved to Japan for a while and got out of the gangbanging and still made music. They started off in a church. It's a very weird story. But they were a cult classic. They're not somebody that was very mainstream. You had to really be a hard, like today, you know, you hear about hip hop heads and stuff. Mm-hmm. You had to really be a hardcore hip hop head to know who Booyah Tribe was back in the day. But they were fat, so it counts.
Counts.
Yep.
We'll see if it gets you any style points at the end of the day.
Probably won't. Big fan of Houston sports teams, but I can't afford to go to all the games. When you spend money on Texan season tickets, it's hard to afford tickets to other sports. I get it. I do get it.
I do, too. And I want to be clear about that, too. And as much as, you know, I've seen it from both sides. And the bottom line is the thing that I really think is nasty, too. And we've talked about this from time to time on this show. But baseball does it, too, now. It started with the Rockets, and now the Astros do it, too. When the better teams come to town, they also jack the prices even higher.
Yep.
Which I think is just BS. Because of the fact that, you know what, you should want everybody in the seats every game, whether it's the Raptors, the Warriors, or the Pelicans. And you know, when the Yankees and the Red Sox come to town, the tickets go way up. When the big names come to town, they think they're smart and that the fans aren't, and that the fans can't figure it out. And all it does is piss the fans off when they figure it out.
I do think it's kind of a lack of faith there. Like, if you don't raise up the prices, you think you're going to entice more people on big game days? I think the crowd's going to be relatively the same. So why not charge a little bit more money? And even if you sell a few less tickets, you're probably making just the same, if not more. And I think that's their mentality behind it. I really believe that. Because I don't think if they lower the prices on a Cavs game that you're going to see the bowl fill up. You're not. It has to be significantly lower.
So I think there's a couple things. And I think, honestly, I think that family and traffic and everything else has a lot to do with it as well. People are tired at the end of the day.
School nights.
During the week, point. School nights, work night. I mean, you go out, if you partake in some alcoholic beverages, and now you're waking up. And, you know what I mean? Like, that probably, because somebody made a great point that the Astros games during the week were, but on the weekends, that place was packed. And that's true. That's true. I went to enough to tell you that the difference between a weekday for the Astros and a weekend for the Astros is a big difference. A lot of that has to do with families and being able to make those trips. Also, another valid point that people are making, like this guy said, what kind of fan would you call me? Regular season, Astros, Rockets games, channel surfing while watching playoffs, I watch every second. I'd call you a fan. I'd call you the average fan. Most fans don't want to go to the games. Either it's too expensive, or they don't want to take the time, or they don't care enough to make the trip. But like I said earlier, they'll watch it at home.
Astros I'm not going to buy into completely, however, because they play the majority of their games when school's out. So school nights don't factor in as much. And I understand when the team was losing 100 games, too, because it's harder to watch. And a lot of people, again, like you said, don't like to watch a team that has a losing record or is going to lose a lot of games.
Well, but I mean, they play 2 months of a six-month season in the summer. School gets out in end of May and goes back in August. So you're talking about June and July, basically. Well, okay, 3 months.
Well, what about the
half
day
of
games,
the baseball
too?
Season is during school.
No, day games are tough no matter what.
Yeah, but half of the April, May, September, October. So half of the season is during school.
And here's
school.
The thing, too. I was
but
thinking about
I get
this
your point.
During the break.
It shouldn't be as bad.
Right. And a lot of times you and I have had this conversation just casually talking about the fact that, hey, school's not back in yet. Your Astros are, you know, in the middle of a pennant run. And look was at the game last night. And again, it's more of a mentality, I think, across the city. And I think we're getting to the core of it. But the thing that understand why it bothers me so much is I grew up with a lot of mediocrity with teams. I grew up with Packer teams that sucked for 20 plus years, but they were sold out every game. The Brewers, same thing. They had a run at one point. Everybody, it was a destination. And I think some of it, to your point, now it's just too expensive to be a recreational destination. But we would have the whole neighborhood go. We would have the parents grab the kids.
Right, we tailgate. But that's fun over there. I mean, y'all
on
got
the
nothing
weekends
over
and things
yeah,
like
got
that,
nothing.
Right?
Just,
the
Bucks,
y'all got the Packers.
The Bucks weren't always great.
That's it.
I'm telling you, Nick, I endured 20-some years of the Packers sucking, not even sniffing the playoff.
And it's not a knock on Milwaukee at all. I'm being honest. I'm saying, when you have nothing else to do but
point.
The Packers.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to do in Houston.
And a lot of things, too. But, you know,
you're right.
Because the other thing is then I go on and I get my first job and I'm working in Portland and we're the only game in town. Now you're the only game in town and everybody, it is the thing to do. And they sold out and had a waiting list for God knows how long until they moved to the Rose Garden. And it was just, so I've had a different, I've been more of a jaded background because I've been in situations where either it was the only, you know, there's not a whole lot to do in Milwaukee, if that's a fair point. And in Portland, we were the only game in town.
Yeah. Somebody said no one ever answered the guy's questions about tickets. That's a good point. We kind of went off on this, but so I have an answer because a listener
refresh the question again.
That's a good way to get, how much are tickets for Lower Bowl? Like, where's a good deal because they're too expensive at face value online or whatever? So how do you get tickets for Lower Bowl? Well, I've got an answer for you from a listener. I got tickets to the Rocket game last night on Vivid Seats, yesterday afternoon for $35. Got to know where to look. Lower Bowl.
That's a great answer to a very valid question.
Lower Bowl. So
don't go to scalpers. Don't go to what's the commercial about... They got tickets to the game? How did they
get
tickets?
Stupidest ass commercial.
It annoys the hell out of me, for one.
I hate it.
And secondly, people are looking to get at least face value, if not more. They're season ticket holders trying to recoup their money.
All right, so this guy wants me to, I guess, eat my words. He said, can you measure true fans versus bandwagon fans solely on in-game attendance? If so, does that mean a guy making minimum wage and can't afford to go to the game but watches it on TV is not a true fan versus a corporate businessman who has tickets, attends every game, but is more concentrated on his clients instead of the actual game? Is that a true fan? It's a great point, at the same time, I mean, I think there's too much emphasis put on the fact that the lower bowl is bought up by corporate seats. That's not necessarily true. I know that a lot of them are, but that's why they charge that much, because they know that they can sell those corporate tickets. But that guy just told you, he got two lower bowl tickets for $35. If that's possible, then the excuse of you can't afford it isn't necessarily valid.
Dude, I get it. Like, and you're right.
I'm not telling you, I'm sorry, but I'm not saying that, oh, if you can't afford to go to a game, you're not a true fan. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, you all of a sudden attend, the people that can afford to go but aren't going because they don't give a crap, all of a sudden start going later in the year when the team's winning. It's a completely different thing.
Yeah, I mean, look, and again.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, yeah, go ahead, Nick.
All I'm saying is that I get that aspect of it. But to his defense, and I'm not even trying to go against you because I actually agree with you, well, maybe that's a part of it, right? Well, they don't spend any money on tickets throughout the regular season. If they are good, yeah, I might dish out $200-$300 for one night to catch a postseason game. Well, I don't even know if $300 will get you anywhere in a Rockets postseason game, but maybe late in the season.
Right, and I think it's a very valid point, and it's worth making that if you can't afford to go to a game, I'm not calling you a bandwagon
fans
fan.
Fans come in all shapes, sizes, and
what
variety.
I'm saying is the people that can't afford to go because they show up the last 2 weeks of the year so they can afford to make it to begin with, they just choose not to because they don't care that much. That's the fans I'm talking about.
I've told you guys this before, and I'll say it again. To the person's point that you were just making, the other thing is the people that are having these tickets didn't pay for them. The company paid for them. So when you don't pay for them with your hard-earned cash, you're not as concerned about when you show up. You're not as concerned about when you leave or if you forgot them in your desk drawer and no one's going to use them. And from the same standpoint, if it's a business that owns, and a majority of those tickets in the middle sections, the business is owned, and the boss is sitting in his office and it's 4 o'clock and he goes, oh, God, I just heard on ESPN that the Rockets are playing tonight. Goes in his drawer, picks up the tickets, says, hey, sent out an email. Whoever responds to me first and wants these tickets, take them. Well, then that person gets them, but they didn't pay for them. So then the wife says, yeah, but we got to pay a babysitter, and it's a little late, and I don't know if I get it together. You know what? We didn't pay for them. We don't have to use them. We don't have to go. And then it's just a cycle that keeps happening, and these are how these tickets – also another way how these tickets aren't being used, because there is no value to them. The Rockets firmly believe that you can't give tickets away because you devalue them. And once you give someone a ticket – especially if it's a lesser game, they're going to assume that in the future they're going to be able to get free tickets as opposed to paying for tickets. And I completely disagree with that, because sometimes on the flip side of that, you can give someone tickets that maybe couldn't go to a game in the past but had such a great time and had a great experience, they wanted to go back. And then the next time they might buy tickets, and you might have a fan now.
Yeah, you can definitely entice them. I'm with you there. You can even entice them with those deals like mid-game, like maybe not advertise it. But you can get the people that are already there to spend more money. Like, sometimes people spend more money than they expect to. You know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily mean they're coming in with X amount of dollars and not planning to spend a penny more. So perhaps you can, you know, come up with deals. And look, we're all just speculating here. I don't know if we could fix the problem, but the fans have a big part of it.
It's sure. Unfixable right now. And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm saying because they've tried forever over at the Big Sequoia. And it's just, it's not like a quick fix, for one. But to the other, Barry, I don't know if it was a text or who it was, but when asked, I think the game day experience the Rockets put on is pretty damn good. I mean, their entertainers are good. They go out of their way to get as many entertainers and people from the but I'll say this. Yeah. The doors open way later than they should.
That choir that did the anthem last night, they were...
Well, you know what that was?
Bad.
You know what that was?
They really
that
were.
Was a ticket. Was. That was a ticket deal.
Was it?
Whenever you see something like that, chances are they bought a section worth of tickets, and therefore, because you bought this many tickets, we'll let you sing the anthem.
I actually enjoy hearing the anthem before the
really?
Game.
Really?
I believe that, though. That makes sense.
Hold on. Gal should buy a section and then let us all sing. That would be horrible. That would be great.
You scream ESPN. Right,
so it was bad, huh? I don't know. I disagree. I think some of that stuff is like the halftime stuff, garbage.
Well, I'm not talking about the halftime. I'm talking about the fact that you got the dance team and the cheerleaders,
the screaming,
and the stunt guys, and, you know, they used to have, which was annoying as
hell. Bring back Turbo
and
I'll go.
Well, and they have, you know, Clutch and Mini Clutch, and, you know, they try and get a lot of different things to try and keep people coming to games and entertained. But it's different too. It's a faster paced game too. So you can't do the things you do at Minute Maid when you've got the kids zone and all the different things where kids can take some time to do that and still come back and the game's not too far gone. All right, we're running late for a break, so we're going to catch up. Two in the books, one to go, plenty more of the big show. Don't go anywhere. Much more of the usual suspects in the final hour right here on ESPN 97.5.